It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Here's what we know. There's been a hack that involved information about at least 12 million Apple devices. It was all posted online. It's been in the news, and it sounds kind of scary, especially because if you have an iPhone or an iPad, data about your gadget could be involved. Matt Honan writes for Wired. He was himself recently the victim of a large-scale hack and is here to fill us in on how freaked out to be.
I think the first thing you need to know is that you shouldn't freak out about it. This is not nearly as big of a deal as, say, if they had released a million Apple IDs, which are the logins that people use to go to, say, the iTunes store.
If that was the case, the bad guys could be spending your money. The case of this hack kind of plays out like a spy movie. Graham Cluley is with the security firm Sophos.
A hacking group called AntiSec, who are associated with Anonymous, posted up a file containing what looked like a million UDIDs.
Those are unique device identifications. You probably don't even know yours. Anyway, back to the intrigue of the AntiSec hack.
And they also claimed to have gathered personally identifiable information on around about 12 million people. So they had many more of these IDs, but they said, this is enough. And what they did then was they said that they got all this information from an FBI laptop which they'd hacked.
What does the FBI say about this?
The FBI have come out and said, in no uncertain terms, this is completely false. They said they used capital letters. They were very curt in their press release, just saying, we're aware of the reports, but there's no evidence that an FBI laptop was compromised or that the FBI ever obtained this data, because, of course, it would be controversial if the FBI had obtained this data.
So either the hackers are lying or the FBI is lying or someone's terribly mistaken. But to reiterate, you are not in danger, at least not much. Again, Matt Honan.
There's a possibility that someone could use it to do something like get your phone's location if they knew a certain app that was tracking that location and also was using that UDID.
How hard would that be to do?
That would be pretty tough. Apple has begun prohibiting developers from tracking UDIDs. And so that number is being phased out. But in the short term, if you're talking about an unscrupulous developer or someone hacking into a developer's database, there is a possibility that that could be used for something nefarious.
For now, don't panic. Keep changing your password. Make it hard to guess. This is my final week on Marketplace Tech Report. I'm departing to host Wits, a new comedy and music program from APM, handing this show over to David Brancaccio. I will miss you guys, and I'll miss robots. Hey, let's do one more
robot roundup.
What are the machines up to?
Robots
are learning from the Mars Curiosity rover how to drill for oil. A Norwegian company is studying how Curiosity is able to function so well with no engineers on site. The company plans to eventually develop similar robots that can roll to a location and erect 14-story drilling rigs with no people around, which would be huge for both technology and for Norwegians who don't like to travel.
Robots
are making solar panels more efficient. A Silicon Valley startup company is making robots that can tilt panels to gather the most energy. They would replace individual motors on panels, which are expensive and hard to maintain. The robots sound great until the sun burns out, then it's back to the drawing board. And
robots
are trying to save coral reefs. Fishing boats can snap off coral branches. A Scottish university is making robots that can swim in clusters and autonomously find and reattach the broken coral. Seems like it would be easier to make robots that just stop those boats from doing that in the first place, but who am I to question Scottish fishery robotics? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.